USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Spurred by ultra-low mortgage rates, house buyers rushed last month to snap up a limited supply of existing homes, causing the pace of purchases to jump by a record high of 24.7%. The surge in sales reported by the National Association of Realtors marked the second straight month of accelerating home purchases. The back-to-back increases have helped stabilize the home buying market, which all but froze earlier this spring when the viral pandemic erupted across the United States. The use of National Guard reconnaissance planes in four U.S. cities to monitor the widespread protest earlier this year did not violate rules against the military collecting intelligence on Americans, according to a Pentagon report. The investigation by the Air Force Inspector General found the planes were used to gather information about crowd size, flows, and fires, but they did not monitor individuals. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More than two dozen major fires are scorching California and taxing the state's firefighting capacity, sparked by an unprecedented lightning siege that dropped nearly 11,000 strikes over the last 48 hours. The fires have destroyed 175 structures, including homes, and are threatening over 50,000 more, according to the Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. So far, at least 33 civilians and 40 firefighters have been injured. Two people have died. The Trump administration formally notified the United Nations of its demand for all UN sanctions on Iran to be restored, setting off an immediate confrontation with Russia and other Security Council members, including America's European allies, who called the U.S. move illegal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered the notification to the president of the UN Security Council, citing significant Iranian violations of the 2015 nuclear deal, a requirement to snap back UN sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The president is trying to block TikTok from giving China all of the proceeds from the sale, and USA's Wendy King has the story.
President Trump wants to deny China some of the proceeds from the sale of TikTok, so says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on CNBC.
It's not something that's been done in the past, but that doesn't mean it can't be done now. I'll leave it to Secretary Mnuchin, who will be running the books on that deal.
After he spoke, the anchors on CNBC said it sounds like something a country like Venezuela would do.
Tara Reid, who rocked the presidential primary race earlier this year with sexual assault allegations against Joe Biden, voiced disappointment in the Democratic Party's handling of claims from her and other sexual harassment survivors.
I'm a sexual assault survivor, so to me, what the speaker lineup, you know, showed is kind of a thumb in, you know, all our faces. It was really draconian and really disappointing. Rape culture in the United States is thriving under the Democratic Party. I feel like they are not only enabling, but they're allowing that behavior to continue.
In March, Reid accused Biden of sexual assault when she served as a staffer in his Senate office in 1993. She had previously come forward with seven other women in April 2019 and accusing the Democratic nominee of inappropriate touching and other claims. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.